An Internet Traffic Report. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Is a rising tide of data about to overwhelm the Internet? Some industry groups, analysts, and researchers argue that data-heavy online video, social networks, and multiplayer games are leading us into a stop-and-go Internet traffic jam. Nemertis Research, for example, predicts user demand will outgrow network capacity in just 3 years. University of Minnesota professor Andrew Odlisko, a former AT&T Labs researcher, is not buying such dire predictions. He says as traffic grows, so does the Internet's ability to keep up.
Contrary to much of what we hear, the rate of growth of Internet traffic is actually slowing down. And the current rates of growth in Internet traffic are not ones that should be alarming.
I'm a little surprised the rate of growth in Internet traffic is slowing, given the fact that we're watching so much more Internet video now, and video files are really big. So I would have thought the growth rate would be just sort of going through the roof.
Growth is still vigorous. We still see 50 to 60% annual growth rate in total volume of traffic. I mean, that's very, very rapid. And with the Internet, we do see growth. It's just that back, say, 6 years ago, the growth rate was more like 100% per year. Now it's down to more like 50% per year.
So what kind of Internet traffic growth rate seems sustainable?
Something like 50%. From all indications, it appears that a growth rate of about 50% per year is something which can be sustained with the natural improvements in technology without requiring any major additional investments beyond what is normally needed. 100% per year growth rate, it's certainly feasible. We still see it in some places, in China, for example. That would be much healthier for the industry. That would require substantial increases in revenues and then hopefully profits. If you get down to growth rates of 20 or 30% per year, which we see on some networks, I think that would be very, very dangerous for the industry. Not healthy at all.
Some ISPs have begun instituting some controls on the amount of data that customers can move around on the Internet, saying that there is some overcapacity problems. Is that kind of throttling of traffic justifiable, given what we know about real growth rates?
Well, it's a business decision, and I think it's actually short-sighted for the service providers to do that. My feeling is they have to worry about stimulating traffic growth. At the moment, I do not see any particular crisis.
Andrew Odlisko is director of the Digital Technology Center at the University of Minnesota. He says, if anything, we ought to be worried about Internet traffic growth slowing down, which would result, he says, in less investment and innovation in the Internet's infrastructure. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.